With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Grant and Danny welcoming you back on The Fan in D.C. and in Richmond. We are taking you up to 6:30 live and local on 106.7 The Fan all over Washington, D.C. Remember to download the Odyssey app. You can take us with you wherever you go. On the line right now, the host of The Daily Tip, our Odyssey Sports insider, Michael Jenkins. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights these sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Jenks, we got ourselves a fun Thursday night matchup tonight. The New England Patriots have been soaring. The Atlanta Falcons in the last 2 weeks have been great once and terrible once. Not really sure who the real Falcons are. Should be an entertaining game.
Yeah, it's tough to figure that out. Now this line has just shot up like a rocket. So it's gone from 4 to 6.5 to 7 in some places. So this is tough because I never like putting my money on bad teams like the Jags or the Dolphins or the Jets or the Falcons or another bad team. But I do think, at least for me, if you're going to bet in this spot, that this line has gone up so much that the Falcons are probably the right side, which I hate saying because it's gross to bet on Atlanta. It's probably a stay away, or I would take the value on Atlanta. I know it sounds crazy, but in these primetime games, these dogs have been really profitable. And we saw it last week with the Fins and the Ravens, and everyone was on Baltimore, and Miami won outright. So, yeah, New England could blow them out, but I actually would put money on the Falcons at +6.5, +7.
Who can you count on right now? I mean, even the teams that we think are really good, with good records, you know, all of a sudden the Rams, 2 straight weeks, they've been terrible. You mentioned the Ravens last week. Who can we count on week in, week out, Michael?
God, I don't think anybody can. We, I feel like maybe it's the Bills, that maybe they're the best overall team. But then, you know, you look back a couple of weeks ago and they lost outright to the Jags. So I think I would go with the Bills just because I think they've been the most consistent and they have that defense, which is top five. They can score. They're the best, most well-rounded team. But I also think that's what makes the NFL this season so fascinating, is that you can make a case for a lot of teams being the best team or having the best chance to win it all. Look at Tampa, what happened in Washington. You could have maybe said it was the Bucs, and then they lay an egg. So I don't know who it is right now, but if I had to pick one, I would think it's Buffalo.
I also think it seems like there is some overreaction for a lot of people to some of these midseason clunkers. I mean, this is kind of what happens, right? You get off to the start that you are comfortable with, you're 6-2, 7-2, whatever. You lay an egg here and there. And then the goal is to be ready to go come the playoffs if you're Dallas, Tampa, the LA Rams. Like, those teams are all going to be there. Aren't we overreacting a little bit to some of the bumps in the road that are inevitable?
Oh, absolutely. That's just part of the NFL. It's just that there's such a discrepancy now between the really good teams and the really bad teams, that these upsets that normally happen each and every NFL season, I mean, you guys know how it works. You see it every year in the NFL. That's why they say any given Sunday. But this time around, that gulf is so big that when we do see an upset, which in any other year would be like, eh, well, you know, it's the NFL, we think, oh my God, the sky is falling, the Bills lost, or I can't believe the Titans lost to the Jets, or whatever week it is. But ultimately, it's just an overreaction, because even last year with the Bucs, for example, it wasn't until after their bye week until they really went on that run. People forget that midway last year, remember Tom Brady was putting up the 4 with his fingers, and people thought, oh, the game's passed Tom Brady by. He didn't realize that that it was 4th down. He had no idea. Well, he knew exactly what he was doing, but that just goes to show that that's where we were at this point last year, and now the Bucs are the defending Super Bowl champions, so a lot can change, and there is a lot of overreaction this time of year.
So here in Washington, right, looking at this Carolina matchup, if it was just two teams playing, Washington with their biggest win of the season this past week against Tampa Bay that nobody thought, gives them a chance to have some relevance later on. Whether they do or don't is up for debate. Carolina, 5-5 in the postseason. That alone, intriguing game. Then you add in Ron Rivera and like 900 staff members going back down to Charlotte where they all have homes. Then you add in this return of Cam Newton. Like, it's a type of script that would get rejected in Hollywood, Jenks. It's so much backdrop, it's just dripping with intrigue. What are your thoughts?
Man, you're so right. It's one of the most fascinating games on the schedule. Just forget about records for a second, but if you look at the narrative, I don't know why you would want to watch this game. And even point spread-wise, it's 3, 3.5, depending on where you get it. So even Vegas believes it's going to be a field goal game. I think if you're looking at it beyond the narratives just a little bit, the one guy we're not talking about is Christian McCaffrey. You know there's a lot of narratives going in. We're talking about Ron Rivera, and we're talking about the staff going back, and we're talking about Cam, and we forget that Christian McCaffrey is in that Panthers backfield. So I don't know if you can call Christian McCaffrey an X factor, but he is in the sense that he seems to be a guy that nobody's talking about this week, and certainly that's something you want to take into account if you're thinking about betting this game.
Jenks, it looks like in the NFC, there's going to be a couple of wild card spots won by teams that might not be great. I mean, the last wild card might even be by an 8 or 9 win team. If you look at the teams that are all vying for those spots, right now New Orleans has one of them, but Carolina, Atlanta playing tonight, Minnesota, San Francisco. Which of those teams do you think separates itself before the end of the season? Who ends up making the playoffs out of that group?
God, this is going to sound like an overreaction. We just talked about overreactions, but it might just be the Niners. Just because if you look at the rest of their schedule, and I know they're in the toughest division in football, I think they have the schedule coming up where they could make a run, particularly because if you look at their schedule, okay, they get the Jags. They could beat the Jags. Then they host the Vikings. That's a beatable team. They go to the Seahawks. Seahawks are struggling this year. Then they visit the Bengals and Falcons, Titans, Texans, and Rams again. So overall, that's not the most difficult schedule. And remember, the Niners have been really, really banged up. So they're just now getting healthier again to the point where they're not necessarily the team that we thought they were going to be before the season, but certainly a team based on talent alone, based on the fact that they're getting healthier, and based on the fact that their schedule is kind in the second half of the season that could slip into one of those spots and maybe cause some damage.
Jenks, you have to risk the entire Jenkins fortune, family fortune, all the trust funds and everything else that you have, okay? On the order of finish in the AFC North. Predict it.
Oh, God, the AFC North. Oh, God, I got to think about this for a second. This is a good one, Danny. I would say I'm going to go Ravens. I know they look so bad, but I have to believe I think it's Ravens. Oh, God. Then you're killing me. This is so tough. I'm going to go Ravens, Steelers, Browns, Bengals. I think I still think you have to believe in Baltimore because of the most talented, and it's not close. And then I just believe in the Steelers because of Mike Tomlin, and he continues to win despite the fact that he shouldn't be winning with all these old guys, at least Big Ben, on his team. And I think maybe the Browns and Bengals switch places just because of talent, and the Bengals are just – maybe they just need an extra – man or two to step it up and help that team. But it's really close. I guess I would lean with the Ravens, but they have the worst secondary in the NFL, so it's really hard to back any of those teams.
Thank you, Jenks. We appreciate you, bro.
Thanks, boys. Have a good one.
That was the host of the Daily Tip, Odyssey Sports Insider Michael Jenkins, joins us every Thursday as we wind the show down ahead of Thursday Night Football. We're Grant and Danny, taking you up to 6:30 tonight on The Fan. We'll continue to look ahead to Week 11 in the NFL next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.